Paul, we talked before the game about the experience on both sides. Were you happy with the way your younger group came in against this NHL club here today?
Yeah, there was a number of our guys were got to play against a little different kind of player than they've seen in the first part of exhibition. I don't know. I mean, it was faster. Minnesota's not, you know, they're not going on all cylinders right now with that group. Everybody's doing the same thing. Their veteran guys are trying to feel the puck and get used to the game. But I thought there were some of those younger fellas that had some good performances. There were a few that were good, yeah.
Can you pick a few of them out for us then, please?
No, not a chance. Well, I will in 2 days. Okay. How about that?
Did you feel like Christian Vesalainen was a little bit more aggressive in getting a few more shots today?
Well, yes. I would say that I think he's been really consistent, to be honest with him. It's pretty similar games. We had one goal for him here tonight, which was good. But I think he's been very consistent. I haven't found a big drop-off in his game. I think he's still learning, still processing what's going on around him. But he's trying to shoot the puck. That would be a theme of our group, right, not just for him.
It was his assessment as well. I mean, he felt like he's got a good shot. He feels like he needs to use it more.
Well, the free up the idea. It's not so much that these guys look at the goaltender and decide not to shoot. It's all the things that happen before they touch the puck. Are they playing like a shooter or are they playing like a passer? And that changes how you move around the puck, how aggressive with you are. We want all of our players to play with the shooter's mindset. It changes the way, in our opinion, how you play the game. I think he got closer to that idea, but he's got an incredible shot, right? It's a little bit more of a challenge for him to get it off here. There's just not as much time. So all the things he's done his whole life, he comes here, it's a little different. And that's the adjustment period.
How has he processed the other stuff, the defensive awareness and all those other things?
Better than most young players that we've had here. You know, that part, he's got that part figured out pretty good, and he adjusts quickly. So if you point something out, he puts it in his game right away.
You're down to your last preseason game tomorrow. You're through six. Finally, it almost feels like. Do you like where things have got for you? Like, if you were to say start to camp to where you are right now?
I feel it's a different camp. So we're probably at 5 or 6 days past where we normally would have cut right down. So you have at that maybe a little bit more of a comfort level. You've seen your group for a while. But I think it's been really good for what we're trying to go through now to have a bunch of our veteran guys not play 5 games, you know, be in that 3 to 4, and I think we'll get a benefit from that. But it's been good to get players in games like Robert Reichel, how do you like that? I knew I was going to do that. But Reichel's, yeah, Christian, we get a chance to see him in some exhibition games. I think he's deserved to play in these exhibition games. So that's been a positive.